Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and she is the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. And so you got a lot of stuff to coordinate. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Lamont. How are you?
I'm great. And when I talk about coordination, of course, we don't have time to talk about all of it. But tomorrow you have a great event going on, and I know you've been working really hard with a lot of people on that. So give us some of the basics, time, place, all that kind of good stuff to start with.
All right, yeah, we have an open house tomorrow, but we would love to have everybody in the community come out too if they're available. And basically what it is just sort of an event to welcome the community, show off a little bit about what Extension has been up to lately, share some of the resources that we have for people in the community, and get them familiar with our goal would be to have someone learn something about Extension that they didn't know, that it would be a resource for them in the future.
All right. Yes, lots of information available at Extension, and some people forget that it's here. So what time is this event tomorrow?
Well, we're starting at 11 o'clock, and we're actually running till 4:30, but from 11 to 1, we will have the beef producers here grilling. So if you want to stop by and grab a little free lunch while you're wandering around and looking at all of the fun information we have available, we will have beef producers grilling in the parking lot from 11 to 1, and we'll also have some other food. We've had some great community support with this, and so Atlantic Bottling and Walmart and Hy-Vee have all helped donate some things to help make that lunch free so people can come out and learn about all the great things we do in the community. And we will also have, starting at 11 o'clock, our friend Cy here. We're calling this Cy Day Friday because, as some of you may know, we have an Iowa State game going on tomorrow evening. And so since we are based out of Iowa State University to help bring the research of Iowa State University to the people in Cass County, we thought we'd sort of celebrate that tie. So if you are an Iowa State fan, would like to come out and have your picture taken with Cy, and wear your cardinal and gold, we'd love to see you. If you are not an Iowa State fan, we'd still love to have you come out and just learn more about what Extension can do for you in the community.
That's true. You don't have to be a fan. There's lots of non-requirements to take part in Extension. So, but I think the kids would have a great time coming to see Cy, shaking hands, get a picture taken. How about your kids? Are they planning to be here?
I think they are planning on being here. They may be stopping by with Dad or Grandma and Grandpa, but they're pretty excited about it. So, yeah, and we did. That's one of the things we wanted to make sure, even though we're having the lunch from 11 to 1, we will have Cy here until 4:30. We'll have tattoos and door prizes and all sorts of fun stuff for the kids, too. So if you have older kids that aren't going to get out of school until 3 o'clock, we wanted to make sure that you would have a chance to bring them and drop by and do some of the fun activities and get signed up for some of the fun stuff as well.
You mentioned door prizes. That's always a nice thing to come to sign up for. But let's talk a little bit about some of the exhibits, some of the kinds of things that you're going to be showing off, because I'm sure it's not just walk in, pick up a bulletin.
No. Our plan is to have a little bit of a feature on all five of our program areas. So we'll have a little bit of information and door prizes relating to the 4-H and youth program. We'll have the Families and Consumer Sciences program showcased with some information. We've got some great new, our family calendars for 2012, our healthy eating calendars are just out, and so those will be here. We also have a station set up for our ag and natural resources and horticulture, so some of our resource will be there. Some of those we'll be giving away as door prizes, and then there's also some free information. And then we'll also have a station featuring our two other programs for businesses and communities, and some door prizes related to those. So we'll encourage people, we'll have a sign-up station for door prizes at each one, so it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, if you will. Go learn a little bit about each area of our specialty and go sign up for a door prize at each one.
Now, Kate, I know you've been coordinating this, but you obviously have to have some other people working. You're going to have some of those area extension outreach specialists here so people can get acquainted with them also?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to have lots of specialists coming up. I know I've talked to our crop specialist, our family specialist will be here, youth. We've got quite a group. Our regional director is coming down from the Harlan and Carroll area. We've got our external relations specialist that helps with some of our marketing and programs promotion coming down. She's helping get Cy here. So So yeah, we'll have lots of great resources. And then of course we have great resources within our office as well. We have our county youth coordinator that works with us and some of our office assistants that help with some of our specific programming. And if you have any questions for myself or any of the county office staff or the state staff, they'd all be willing to help you out.
Very good. Now I mentioned there's more than picking up a bulletin, but you may also want to take a look at some of the numerous bulletins that are right there to take off the rack, and you have lots more than you can display. But there are a lot of them there. People may just want to take a look at those and say, you know, you could stop in another day to pick things up too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we'll have stuff displayed in our office that's available year-round, but we're also going to try and pick and choose a few things that are very relevant seasonally, like the 2012 calendars. We'll have a lot of information at our family station about some relevant things, like maybe safe turkey preparation, if some folks want to know how to do that for some event next week. So that would be one of our one of the examples, I guess.
Would that be Barb Fuller by any chance? She's been heard on KJN a few times lately.
I think she may be here. I think she knows about it. So yeah, we'll see. We've sent the invitation out far and wide, so we're kind of excited to see who shows up. We'd love to have as many specialists as can show up, and we'd love to have as many community members as can show up.
Okay, and you also, of course, I'm sure, have involved a lot of volunteers. We might want to mention the Extension Council that kind of is the ones who runs this.
Yes, our Extension Council. We actually had a meeting earlier this week, and they're all very excited. I think they're all planning on being here. We might try and get a council picture with Cy to get them all. But yeah, a lot of people, maybe some don't know that we do have a 9-member board of elected Extension Council members that you vote for every 2 years, and they're the ones that decide how Extension dollars are used in Cass County. So if you have some thoughts on that or some programming needs, ideas for what you'd like Extension to do, certainly talk to any of them that are here tomorrow, and I believe most of them are going to be here tomorrow, or get a hold of anybody in the county office, because we would love to hear ideas from people out in the county about what they think Extension could be doing in the county.
And that's one of the things that I think is special about Extension, is it's not every government program, I guess I'll say, that will take suggestions from people that are out here using your information. It's really important for people to express their needs to you.
Right, it is, because Extension is a great program. It's a huge program. We have so many resources from Iowa State University. We have programs available and resources available in pretty much any area you could possibly think of. And so we really do need to hear from the community about what's important to them, what they need from us. It differs from county to county, so we have an enormous menu of programs we can pull from, but they don't happen in every county, because if we don't hear the need from within the county to do those programs, we might not necessarily look at those as our first priority. So if you're aware of something that Extension does, or if you're not aware of what Extension does in a certain area, but you feel there's a need, we absolutely would love to hear from people within the community about what they want to know more about and how Extension can do that for them.
And something else folks may not realize is, because a program is held in a specific county, I'm going to say Adair County because I just heard that on KJN this morning, that is something that you work together on to make sure it's brought out to the area.
Oh, absolutely. We do a lot of cross-county partnerships, and any event held in any county through Extension is available to any resident that wants to drive to where the program is. We have programs routinely where we pull from every surrounding county, and we have a lot of programs for other counties that we help promote. We are currently helping to promote one that's happening in Adair County coming up.
Something coming up in Cass County that you might want to mention here in the fairly near future?
We have something ongoing stuff, mostly heading into the holiday season. Some of the programs coming up, we've got a canning program that is sort of right in the middle of happening right now, preserving food correctly, if that's something that interests you. We have a lot of ag. We're getting into the ag recertification time of year. So if you are up for commercial or private pesticide recertification and you have not received a schedule yet, certainly give us a call, because those begin, I believe, in the area December 2nd. So we're getting into that ag recertification time. A lot of those have to be done by the end of the year. So.
And let's talk about just a minute about one way you can get information, of course, is to call the Extension office here, but another is the website. Lots of information there. What's your website?
Our web address is www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS.
And if you forget all that, just go to Cass County, Iowa Extension. I'm guessing it'll come up. You can get here. We want to thank you very much, Kate Olson, for visiting with you. And again, everybody, stop on out tomorrow, 11 to, ending time is?
11 to 4:30 is when we're done. Food will be done at 1.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Kate. Until next time, here's a thought. Past experience should be a guidepost, not a hitching post.